September's full harvest moon reaches its peak on Monday, September 20th, 2021. But before that, a new moon in Virgo arrives on September 6th. New moons always carry the energy of new beginnings, novel ways of perspective taking, and allurement into new adventures. Admittedly, summer's festive energy can be hard to say goodbye to. Like any change in seasons, transitions are not always easy to navigate. Fall is a good time to balance getting back to school, back to business, and manage busy schedules. Squirrels seem to embody Virgo energy in the way they anxiously and intensely sniff out disorder, but not without balancing doings with fun through imitation and play. September is a unique month because it is commonly referred to either as a harvest moon or a corn moon. Because of this full moon, it's nearest to the autumn equinox on September 22nd. It's called the harvest moon. In Ojibwe, it's the falling leaves moon. Our ancestors noticed that the moonrise would come soon after the sunset, so the abundance of natural bright moonlight allowed for plentiful harvesting of summer crops. The fall equinox is nature's way of reflecting equality between the energies of masculine, feminine, light, dark, yin-yang. After that, our clocks turn yinward as our days begin to get darker until we hit the winter solstice, the darkest day in the Northern Hemisphere, on Tuesday, December 21st. In the Southern Hemisphere, it will be the spring equinox in September, and then summer solstice in December. Energetically, equinoxes and solstices are good times to entertain opposites, meditate on wholeness, and relax on polarities in your consciousness. A full harvest moon yields wisdom that it is nuts to keep doing the same thing over and over and expect different results. Now is the time to get back to school, back to business, get organized, and prepare for a rainy day fun. Autumn's equinox is nature's way of showing us equality between masculine and feminine energy, both within our beings and in the world around us. After that, dark yin forces wax on until they climax on the winter solstice in December. When you think you're out of supplies, losing your acorns, and feeling like you're being driven nuts, picture a squirrel to help you prepare for back-to-school assignments, projects, tasks, and other responsibilities. What are you doing to get ready for going back to school? Are you working with your parents, grandparents, guardians, coaches, teachers, family members, or other caregivers to help make successful change in your daily schedule? Squirrel guides us into the realm of getting back to school and down to business. While looking at the weather forecast ahead, we are preparing for a winter storage or a time when resources are less plentiful. Picture sobering up, getting organized, and cross-referencing your planner so that busy fall schedules will not drive you mad. Squirrels are a good reminder that solid mental health looks like the realization that doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is likely to drive you nuts. Autumn equinox reminds us of the transitory balance of light and dark energy, yin feminine and yang masculine, are dancing together in equal dance step. In the Northern Hemisphere, we are moving further into the dark nights of our soul to reach its zenith on the winter solstice in later December. On the opposite side of the same coin, our friends in the Southern Hemisphere know a similar energetic balance by awakening to a vernal equinox in their spring. They will see the sunlight expands as darkness contracts, reaching its climax in the winter solstice. At this time, nature reflects the most sweet, satisfying sensual equanimity, if only fleetingly and transient. Fall and spring equinoxes are similar in the sense that masculine and feminine energies are imbalanced and reflected that way in nature. Given that we are part of nature, these are good times of year to meditate on these energies fluctuating together in natural equality, both intrinsically and outwardly. This is especially a good time of year to marvel at the co-creative universal impetus for an egalitarian new world. Of course, the building blocks of this new way of living on Earth starts with you. The light of masculine yang is the opposite side of the same coin as the dark of feminine yin. We cannot get to the light unless we traverse the dark. Conversely, we cannot know the dark unless we walk in the light. Yang is expressive and outward in its movement. Yin, on the other hand, is receptive and inward in expression. Those of us in the Northern Hemisphere can stand to realize that our friends in the South are experiencing energetic alignment in much the same way we are. absent, they will be moving in a masculine yang light direction, whereas those of us in the north are moving in a feminine yin dark direction. If you prefer the dark and it's the opposite time of year where you live, the good news is that you have something to look forward to. In the meantime, we might as well find a way to accept, appreciate, and even embrace the opposite side of our energetic preference. Take care of yourselves, everyone. Ari.